Greetings, word lovers, and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. The color black provides a metaphor for evil in the term black-hearted. Black market points to a venue for exchanging illegal goods. The brother we don't talk about is the black sheep of the family. One curious linguistic member of this color clan is blackmail, the extortion of money under threat. This black word, however, is not what it appears to be. The mail in this term is not delivered in the post office box, nor is the black meant to suggest evil or malice. The mail of blackmail comes from a Scottish word referring to the rent a tenant farmer paid a 16th century absentee British landlord. If the sum was offered in silver coin, it was white mail. When tenants had no coin to give, they paid with black mail, produce or livestock from the farm. Blackmail became pejorative when landlords charged their cash-poor tenants more in livestock than they would have surrendered in coin. Landholders living near the border of Scotland and northern England lived in fear of border thieves who demanded grain for their horses and meat for their own bellies. If they were sufficiently supplied by the farmer, the freebooters agreed not to plunder any farm property. This protection fee was also known as black mail, or produce extorted from a cashless landowner. From Montana State University in Bozeman, this is Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.